classic rock.
Album was huge. Huge. That was 1975. The title track was huge. Number one. Glenn Frey mentioned at the time that he and Don Henley were on a roll. They really hit their stride as songwriters, especially on the song One of These Nights. Here's the late Glenn Frey.
One of These Nights is personally one of my favorite records that the Eagles ever made. I thought it was an interesting combination of sort of Philadelphia kind of chords, but yet with fuzz guitars. And so it was kind of an electric R&B song. It's one of my personal favorites, especially the high vocals that Randy Meisner did at the end.
So that's who did those. Dennis DeYoung is applauding the efforts of the actors and musicians from the Columbia Gorge in Oregon and Washington who came together to perform a parody. It's a positive parody of his song from Styx, The Best of Times, which they've renamed the Best of Corona Times. He says, what a beautiful job you did, blah, 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 blah. He says, when I was in Styx, I preached the value of the song day and night to the guys and made the case that the songs will live on longer than our long hair and platform shoes and the ability to perform them. Tommy Shaw and J.Y., James Young, haven't played The Best of Times since I was replaced. Shame, really, although you'd really need me there to sing it properly. But everyone knows, I suspect they know that as well. Woo, he loves himself. Here's why he wrote that song.